I have Tom and Loggy after 8 o'clock. I've got a business idea for you, Log. I reckon it's going to make
business.
Cash money.
Okay, good. I love cash monies.
Certainly not going to be able to do that on the socials because you and I are not viral.
Nah, not really. I mean, amongst our mums, probably.
Your mum likes all of my stuff.
So. I know. Likes all of your stuff and some of mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know where the love is.
We might be able to get some tips, though, off our next guest.
Mm-hmm.
She's an adopted Aussie. Her name is Brittany Neff. She joins us in the studio now. G'day, mate.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. You are a viral sensation.
Yeah, it's insane. It's weird. I don't know how it happened, but it happened.
So you live in Geelong, but you're originally from the States. How long have you been in town?
A year since November, so just a little over a year now, yeah.
Nice. And the reason why you've gone viral, we've got a little bit of audio here, is because you make a whole bunch of TikToks. Basically, it's about what an American living in Australia feels like, and also it's... You get a bit confused over certain words and stuff, so we're gonna play this right now.
Let's have a listen.
Things I didn't know until I moved to Australia, part 13. I feel like after moving to Australia, my childhood was a lie because A, I've never had shrimp on the barbie here. 2, Australians don't even call shrimp shrimp. They call them prawns. Like, I'm upset.
So
I'm a huge tea fanatic. Like, I'll have it breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack time, whatever. And I would just call it a cup of tea back home. In Australia, you call it a cuppa. Like, oh, I'm going to go have a cuppa. Like, how cute is that? In America, the time afternoon is just called afternoon, whereas in Australia, you would call it the arvo.
I love all of that.
Yeah. And it's like, so that's what you've done, 13, 14 videos of that kind of gear.
Yeah. So the first one I started, it was just honestly just kind of like a joke because like lockdown and I was like, oh, I just want something to do.
Yeah.
And then it went viral and I was like, oh, well, I'll make another one. And then I made another one and another one. I was like, all right, well, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah. No, it's great. And people obviously really relate because you've not just got fans in Australia, but you've got fans in the US as well.
Yeah, and like the UK as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's so weird.
You're just educating the whole world, yeah. Britt. With your videos, what are the comments like? Do you find a lot of people are like, they call it what? Like...
I get, like, a lot more comments from Australians compared to, like, Americans and other people, like, just, like, not bashing me, but kind of bashing me and, like, especially bashing the way I say Australia.
Oh really? Yeah. That's not the Australian way.
No. No.
I get bashed for how I say Australia as well. I can't really say it, so it's fine.
Say onion.
No, he's bagging me for how I say onion.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Okay, she's comfortable now. That's fine.
There's no G in onion, mate.
Okay.
The prawns were a big thing, and that's kind of something that as Aussies we know because it's that whole Paul Hogan, Fosters, that kind of throw another shrimp on the barbie. They must have just changed or like made that up to speak to Americans
it's and not, like the travel industry.
Yeah, yes. It's not about Australians at all.
Yeah.
Do you eat a lot of shrimp in the States?
Not really. I'm from like a town that's pretty cold, so we don't really do like seafood.
Yeah.
Pretty landlocked.
Yeah, landlocked town. Tell us about this story when you were at a pub and someone requested akadaka.
Yeah, akadaka. I never heard of it and they were like, yeah, play akadaka. And I was like, oh, it's like a new band, like cool. And then they played AC/DC and I was like, nah, this isn't akadaka.
Yeah.
You're a massive AC/DC fan, but you never knew that we called it akadaka over here.
It's insane.
Amazing. So have you started working the slang into your own vocabulary or you just
Like I started using yeah, nah, and nah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that one's my favorite.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And
yeah.
I find it really odd that like you guys use the C word. Just so regularly.
And don't say it. You've done well there by not saying it. Yes, that also I found over in the States.
Is an insult, like a huge insult over there.
Yeah, it is an insult here too, but I guess people have kind of turned it around. But I think swearing in general, do you find that swearing in general is really lackadaisy over here, like really relaxed?
Yeah, whereas, it just comes out normally, yeah.
Because when I went to the States, one of my mates over there I was hanging out with, and he's like a 50-year-old guy, but he was like, oh, cursing, you know, don't curse. And I was like, oh, well,
I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Don't know how to talk without it. All right. Well, look, we're going to take a break. It's great to have you in here. Cool to hang around for a little bit.
We'll
keep chatting. We're joined by Brittany Neff, viral sensation from Geelong. Well, from Pennsylvania via Geelong.